Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
With us again today, John Fenderson with Bear Westbred. He says there are some last-minute decisions that you need to be thinking through if you haven't done so already. They include...
What varieties that I have available for me to plant? Should I be planting on a certain field? And why should I plant them on that field? And if you're not certain where those varieties should be planted, visit with your seed suppliers and get their recommendations. You know, they've seen these varieties across all types of different environments, all types of different soils, and they can give you a really good idea probably of what's the best placement of a certain variety in a certain field. One thing that I want to really encourage growers to do, and it's a little bit late, but it's still not too late, and that is get your soils tested. We need to know what's in the ground if we expect to raise a top-notch crop.
Thanks, John. You can learn more about the high-yielding varieties available at westbred.com.
Well, pressure increased on live cattle futures after the WASDE report yesterday, with USDA estimating an increase of beef production. The average cattle price for next year of $128.75. This may be overcome over time by the potential for China to become a large importer of beef. There were no cattle traded on the cash market, as there's been little interest shown so far by packers, although we actually did see a little bit here in our part of the country at steady money, $124. Feedlots are asking higher prices overall. Box beef was again lower yesterday. Hog futures took a beating again, closing quite a bit of the chart gaps held in all contracts. The exception was October, which has only 2 days of trading remaining. Its chart gap will remain unfilled as time is running out. According to the WASDE report yesterday, pork production is estimated to decline due to tighter supply, reducing slaughter numbers. Wheat futures got a big boost from the bullish WASDE report, which resulted in U.S. ending stocks falling about as expected to just 580 million bushels, down from 615. That's the lowest level since 2007-08. Wheat imports were lowered by 10 million bushels, no doubt due to Canada's falling production, and feed and residual fell by 25 million bushels. Corn futures are again moving lower early today, following yesterday's surprisingly bearish yield, production, and ending stocks numbers from the WASDE. USDA's yield estimate fell just short of the 2018 record large yield at 176.5 bushels per acre. That was up from trader expectations of 175.9. Soybean futures are attempting to recoup a portion of yesterday's dramatic losses, which saw November beans plunge 30 cents per bushel. October WASDE report revealed a higher than expected yield of 51.5 bushels per acre. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. October live cattle down 60 cents, 125.02. December down 92, 129.25. October feeder cattle down 75, 158.57. November up 7 cents, 161.80. December hogs down $2, 78.17. February down 182, 81.25. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, December up 5 1/4, 739 3/4. March up 5 cents at 747 3/4. Chicago wheat, December up 2 1/4, 734. And May's up 1 3/4 at 747 1/4. December corn down 10 1/2 cents, 522 1/2. March is down 10 1/4 at 532. November soybeans down 30 cents, 1198 1/4. January down 29 3/4, 1210. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.